Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we praise you. Your word is living and working, and you sanctify us by your speaking. Praise the Lord. Be holy in all your conduct. Why would you do something like this? You live in a world, in a surrounding that is becoming constantly more unholy on the whole world. Or is it better in California? Is it getting more holy in California? It's getting more unholy everywhere. People are going further from God. They're becoming more lawless. And you live in such a condition. So, the question now, why do you not just do like everybody does? Why don't you adapt to the other people? Isn't it easy? The word says, do not be conformed, do not adapt. Why? Do you like to be an outsider, to be different, to take shame? The answer is because He who has called you, He is holy. He called you, He is holy. That's a reason. If I'm be called for the national team, I should be trained sportly. It will have an effect on my whole conduct if I'm being called for the national team to play. But if you're called for God, you have to be holy in your whole conduct. This is a law of God because He called you to serve Him as a priest. You are taking part, you're working with a holy. As Clement said on Ezekiel 44, it is not about cooking something for Sunday and help the saints. No, you prepare food for God, holy offerings, praises for the Lord. Therefore, you have to be holy, that this food we bring to our Father will be well-pleasing. He also says He wants to have a bride who is what? Holy and without blemish. Wanting to be a first fruit. They're virgins and they have not defiled themselves. These are all reasons that we see these reasons and you say, Lord, yes, I do want to be holy. If you look at the time that when you are engaged and you're preparing to marry, you don't have to tell her to take care and prepare. No, they do that with all their heart, with the love. And this is for us. Even though around you may be so unholy, you're ready to take this burden. You'll be ready to separate yourself because you are focused on the Lord and you love Him. And one verse, as Clemens already started, 2 Corinthians 7, that we should, therefore, having these promises, this verse 1, 2 Corinthians 7, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You have this promise. Does anybody force you to be here, to marry? It is not to take away only the sinful things, but I want to be cleansed, be separate, to have a perfecting holiness, to be perfected. So in the beginning, when the Lord saved us, we were separated. You do not do everything what your colleagues, classmates do. But then to live in holiness, you are in the church, you're surrounded from saints, from holy saints, but are you perfecting it? Or do you think, oh, the standard we have in the church is good, good enough? The Lord wants to do perfection. There must be progress. In the temple, you see there are steps of holiness where you can go further. If you go to the most holy things, it's different than to be outside in the outer court, just to take some food or prepare something there. How much holiness have you gained in the last year? The Lord wants to have a holy bride. So do you pursue this holiness? Like yesterday we heard, therefore we have chastening and tests, trials, that unclean things will come out to light and you can take care and be more holy. The Lord really wants to perfect us, to finish it. This is serious, you know. The Lord in the last weeks told me, hey, take it more serious, the holiness, to be separated. If you visit saints, if you do a traveling for the saints, to saints, the Lord told me, separate yourself, take it serious. Maybe it's not bad, you know, you just go somewhere and look something, do something on the evening, Friday evening, you go there or there. But hey, the Lord wants to do something on you. He wants to perfect you. He wants to have a holy bride. And the Lord says, separate yourselves. Then He will receive you and be with you. It's nothing small matter if you do that, you know. But you often want the Lord to do something. Lord, wake up people, bring people to the church, do this, do that. But if you are not separated and holy, the Lord cannot do much. He will not do much. If I grieve the Holy Spirit, we should not grieve, make the Holy Spirit sad. If he's sad, what can he do? But if you have this feeling for the holiness and you take it serious, the Lord will send you and do things. Therefore, it says, pursue it. For God, it's so important. That's why, for the priest to be holy, then he is with you. He will be with us. He will do a lot. No matter where you are, if you are many or you are very few, if the Lord is with you, praise the Lord. The enemy can do nothing. Amen.